Hello, darling. It's nice to be in your ears again. How was your day? Stressful? I hope you took a nice long bath like I asked you to, and enjoyed a glass of wine. You deserve it after a hard day. I would have liked to talk to you in person, or at least in real time, but we're half a world apart with you traveling on business. So I made this for you, so you can listen at your leisure, and re-listen as you like. And know that when I find you again, I'll do these things to you, and more. So, you're all relaxed, from your bath, and your wine. And if you did as I instructed, you're lying back on your big hotel bed, with your eye mask on, right? What are you wearing? Are you wearing the see-through teddy I love? The one that covers your lovely bits but still allows glimpses of your creamy skin underneath? The one that is just transparent enough that I can see your pretty pussy behind the lace when I'm close enough? I can just imagine how good you must smell. Fresh from your bath, perhaps a light scent from the body wash. But if I come closer, very close, I can smell your pussy already, lightly creaming, listening to my voice in your ear. How I crave to part your long legs and taste you. But not yet. Not just yet. We're a ways away from that point, my love. So, imagine that I'm coming for you. You know this ahead of time. You've arranged at the front desk to have a key for me, but you don't know when I'll arrive. But like you are right now, I had asked you to be ready for me. To be freshly bathed, have a little wine, be relaxed, so that your beautiful, supple body is perfectly pliant when I get there. Be laying there, just before sunset, the mask over your eyes. Your ears would be keening to hear me coming in the door. You hear the little click the card key makes. Already you want to rub your lovely thighs together, aching for my hand, my mouth, between them. And I make my way quietly into the entry of the luxury suite, taking my jacket off and tossing it on the armchair. I quietly make my way to the bed, my cock already alert. But I'm patient. We've been separated for so long, you might think I'd ravish you the moment I see you. And I want to. Oh, how I long to. But I also want to prolong the wait. I plan to tease you. Oh, how I'll tease you, my good girl. Are you ready? You hear me, but you keep your face passive. I know you, powerful boss lady, always keeping the poker face. It always takes you some time to let your guard down. To show me that deeply hidden desire inside you to submit, but only to the right person. Right, darling? You will submit tonight. So, you keep your masked face pristine, turn to me with your covered eyes and give me a little half smile. I don't say a single word. You feel my body weighing down on the bed as I sit down quietly. Does it make you think of the moment when I'm on top of you? You told me once you love to feel the weight of me on you when I'm fucking you. I haven't forgotten. I reach out and brush the backs of two fingers on your plush lips. I yearn to kiss you. But as I said, I'll make you wait. Make you pine for my kisses. I trail my fingertips down your torso ever so slowly, excruciatingly slow. Sometimes with the backs of my fingers as before, sometimes with my open hands so you feel my warmth. I smile to myself as I see your nipples perk up right away, how I ache to bring my lips to them. But again, I wait. My cock is already straining in my jeans. I continue to let my hand down your body, grazing my fingertips over your flat stomach, hover lightly over the mound of your pussy, and continue, slowly, down one leg all the way to your toes, and just as slowly, back up the other. My hand now back by your hips, I pause a moment, making you wonder what I'll touch next. Then I rest the heel of my hand right where your legs join your body, so that your pussy can feel the heat of my palm. After a moment, I allow my hand to travel up your torso again. This time I caress one nipple, just visible behind the lace, and then the other. I go back and forth like this many times, first just touching, then lightly squeezing, and finally gently pinching your nipples. You're starting to squirm now, your face still serene but starting to betray your lust. You're very quiet, but I can make out your little whimpers, and I know without touching that you're drenched between your legs. I bring my hand to lightly rest on your pretty throat, and finally lean down to kiss you. Softly at first, with just lips, then gradually tasting you with the tip of my tongue. I gently flick my tongue just inside your mouth, teasing you. I can't wait to taste between your legs, and I can't wait to have you taste my cock. Still toying with your nipples, I kiss you more insistently, filling your mouth with my tongue. I know you love this. You love to be full up with me. You love my tongue, my fingers, my mouth, filling your needy holes. I let my hand now trail down your belly once again. And this time, my fingers work themselves between your thighs to gently probe your damn pussy. Yes, just as I suspected, you're already drenched. How I look forward to the moment when I can finally sink my cock into that sweet opening. But like I said, I'll wait. Finally, and almost regrettably, I pull my mouth away from yours. But my mouth will taste other parts of you very soon. I stand up and kick off my shoes and stealthily make my way to the foot of the big bed. I peel off my shirt and take hold of your ankles and firmly draw your legs further apart, making enough room for me to kiss and nibble up your long legs. I know you'd be a bit ticklish, but turned on too, my mouth now coming ever closer to your delicious cunt. And once my mouth is on your thighs, I scoop my hands behind your knees to bend and open them a bit to the side. I can see the wet spot between your legs, and I can detect your scent now. I work my face slowly up the soft flesh of your inner thighs until my nose is right up to your mound. And then nudge my nose firmly on your pussy, over the crotch of your teddy. As you moan deeply, I can feel the first trickle of pre-cum beating up the head of my stiff cock, still encased in my boxers. I wish you could taste it. Maybe I'll feed it to you in a moment. You can't see me, but I'm looking up at your face as I draw the crotch of the teddy to the side with one finger and give your clit a soft lick. You mewl audibly at this first contact, my tongue to your pussy. I brusquely pull the bottom completely to the side and slowly start to tongue your cunt from clit to taint and back again. I love the taste of you. I've missed it so much. I can't wait until this pussy is wrapped snugly around my hard cock. I continue licking you up and down or swirling my tongue every now and then, dipping into your cozy cunt and letting your juices coat my tongue. I know that sooner or later, you'll pull one knee in to offer me your ass. It's a game I play with myself to see how long it will take before you do this. Usually not long. My beautiful slut. My good girl who loves for me to sample all her holes. There. That didn't take long. You just drew in one of your amazing legs into your body, offering your tight peach to my mouth. I don't hesitate. I'm pressing your thigh firmly towards your torso with one hand. I swivel my head to snuggle my tongue between your ass cheeks. I love how your tight wink hungers for my tongue. I tease you at first, lightly licking, barely grazing the outer ring of your sexy pucker, watching your expression out of the corner of my eye. My tongue's movements become more and more focused until, finally, I flick the tip of my tongue right in your little star. You groan more loudly this time, and the placid facade of your beautiful face is starting to crack. I have so many plans for you, but I take a little time here, savoring the combined taste and aroma of your pussy and your ass, your little moans accompanying my movements, a lovely soundtrack in my ears. But baby girl, it's time for you to taste me now. I slow down the movements of my tongue, signaling a transition. You know this, and whimper a small protest. But I know you're also wondering what I'll let you have next. Finally, I pull my face away from your slick pussy and ass. You feel the shift of my weight as I kneel up, step off the bed, and bring my body right next to your face. I pause for a moment, perfectly quiet. Then I slowly undo my belt, the clicks of the buckle likely making your pussy clench in anticipation. Undoing the 5 buttons of my jeans with my right hand, I slip the thumb of my left hand between your soft lips, letting you suck on it for a moment. You moan deeply and arch your back slightly. I know you want your mouth filled with more than just one digit. I pull my thumb out and insert the first 2 fingers into your mouth next, inserting them more deeply into your mouth, a foreshadowing of things to come. You suck on them eagerly with your slutty mouth. With my free hand, I push down my jeans and boxers, the front wet with my pre-cum, down past my hips, letting my thick cock spring free. My head is glistening with desire for you, for your mouth, for all of your glorious holes. Soon. I shift my hips closer to your face, gently pulling out my fingers, and lightly rub your lips with my dripping cock tip. Instinctively, you part your lips. You know from previous times not to use your tongue just yet. Not until I say. I pull back in and slowly feed my fat head between your lips. I don't pump my hips yet. Rather, I'm sweeping my cock tip just inside your lips, teasing you. I know my pre-cum must have dripped into your mouth by now. Open your mouth and show me your tongue now, baby, I say. You do so, almost modestly showing me just half of your tongue. Oh, how you pretend. I let my wet cock tip rub up and down the slight indent on the center of your tongue. Finally now I start to buck my hips very lightly, feeding you my cock, bit by hard bit. You bring your hands to hold my hips and close your wonderful lips around my cock, coordinating your sucking with my gentle bucking. I fuck your mouth slowly and steadily. Sometimes directly towards the back of your throat, sometimes turning my hips slightly and enjoying the side of my round cock head bulging your cheek. Your whore mouth is so effective. I have to be careful or I'll shoot my load sooner than I'd like to. Or maybe I should do just that, so that I can build up another load for your cunt or your ass. We'll see. I haven't decided yet. I continue to face fuck you this way for a long moment, watching in fascination as you take nearly my entire cock into your mouth. If your underlings could only see you now, their boss lady, gorging herself on cock and loving it. I wrap my hand round the back of your neck to keep your head in place as I drive myself more insistently into your warm mouth. So far back I can feel where your throat narrows in. And every time I reach that spot, you make a small stifled sound, nearly gagging. But not actually gagging, because you love it. You crave it. Your eyes are starting to tear now from the pressure of my cock fucking your face. I know you're not crying, but the shiny droplets trickling from underneath the eye mask and down your temples turn me on immensely. In the back of my mind, I know I need to pull away. Pull away before it's too late. Or should I just feed you my first load? I know that's what you want. You love the power of making me lose control. So I don't. Not yet, darling. I move my hand from your neck and cup it on your lovely jawline, pulling my swollen cock gradually out of your mouth. Then I lean down to give you a deep kiss. Maybe it's my imagination, but your mouth has a different quality now compared to before. Isn't that right, my love? My cock has warmed it up nicely. I rise up from the bed to take off my jeans, then my boxers. I do this slowly, tantalizing you with the quiet rustling of the habitual movements. Then I bring myself back to the foot of the bed, placing myself again between your legs. I fold back both of your knees to inspect you. The crotch of your sheer teddy is soaked through, your moisture leaking past the fabric and starting to seep past the hollows of your inner thighs. You're beside yourself, aren't you? I think you're ready for me now. I could lick you again, and I rather want to. But instead, with two fingers, I pull the teddy to the side and tease the mouth of your pussy with my wet cock. I love watching my pre-cum mix with your juices. the little sound all the wetness makes when I tease you this way, and the sounds of your whimpers as well. You're likely wondering, how long will he take to plunge his cock inside me? Well, I haven't decided yet. Right now, I'm enjoying this, and just wetting my cock between your lips. Oh, but your pussy is so warm, begging to suck me in. So yes, very, very gradually, I do start to feed myself into you. I'm still watching your face, studying the small movements of your lips each time I pull out and each time I press back in, just a little further than last time. I don't know how much time goes by. A minute? 2 minutes? But finally, I am completely inside you, inside the tight, warm, wet tunnel of your needy little pussy. You are so very wet. I'm fucking into you now, with slow, full strokes, pulling nearly all the way out and slamming back into you. I know you're taking your pleasure, but I'm fucking you like your body is just there to receive my cock. Whenever I choose to feed it to you, wherever I choose to feed it to you, and fret not, my dear, you will be fully fed tonight. With my cock still steadily pistoning in and out of you, I wet a finger in my mouth and reach down to stroke your sweet little pucker, rubbing it gently but firmly for a quick moment before slowly working my fingertip inside your tightest hole. It's snug but yields to my fingers so sweetly. I search for your mouth with mine and plunge my tongue deep inside. There. You're fully plugged up with me now. Each one of your love holes filled by me. Do you like that? Yes, I know you do. You love being made airtight by me. Oh my god, your pussy is so sweet. Oh, I want to fill you up with my cum. But I also want to sample your tight hole. Oh, it's been too long. Oh, I crave it. Oh, I crave opening you up, stretching you. I crave feeling your ass convulse on my cock like a tiny fist when you come. I crave spurting my saved up hot load inside you as your body quivers and you moan in my ear. Once again, I will myself to pull away from you, to draw my throbbing cock out of your perfect, gorgeous pussy. I'll come in that pussy next time. I promise. I bring my face back down between your legs and immediately spear my tongue into your asshole, already soft from my fingering. God, I love the taste, the texture, everything about your ass. I continue feasting on your ass as I squeeze my cock, lending it some relief, knowing it will be in a better place very soon. I gob up some saliva and spit sharply onto your asshole. You've told me many times that you love this, for me to spit on your pussy and your ass and then work my spit in. So I do just that. Every time I spit, You flinch and whimper quietly. I repeat this several times. Spit. Lick. Spit. Lick. Spit. Lick. All right. You're ready for me now. You're so very wet from your own juices and my spit. We might even forego lube. We'll see. I resituate myself between your thighs, as if I'll take you missionary again. And I do, but only briefly, just to wet my cock in your dripping cunt. And then I pull out, spit in my hand one more time, and cover my aching cock with my saliva. Finally, I line up my cockhead with your asshole, and with my eyes on your face, your eyes still masked, I begin to push my way in. Your eyebrows furrow slightly just above the mask as you bear down to meet my cock. And just as slowly as when I took your pussy, I slowly and surely work my cock into your tight canal. I take a good long minute to do this, relishing every bit of progress. Finally, my cock is in your wanton asshole, and I start to fuck you slow, sometimes shallow with my fat tip stretching your rim, sometimes with fuller strokes, letting my shaft be massaged by your sweet ass. I reach down and work small circles on your clip with my thumb, making your body jump slightly. I don't even have to look down to know your pussy cream is seeping downwards, helping to keep my cock lubed. It doesn't take long before your body starts to writhe rhythmically, letting me know your orgasm is fast approaching. I keep the movement on your clit steady, the rhythm of my hips deep and slow. And finally your climax arrives. You're moaning and groaning in my ear. Oh, your hips working my cock. Oh, your tight ass milking me. Yes. Oh, darling. Oh, I'm coming with you. Oh, yes. Oh, you're milking me so good. My load deep inside you. As our hips continue their sweet rhythm. I imagine I'm painting your insides with my cum. I suppose I am. So good. So tired. So willing. Finally our bodies quieten down. My cock relaxing inside you. Your body rearranging to keep me snug. I love this. Staying inside you. Connected. Emptied. Spent. yet already thinking of the next time. Thank you for listening, darling. Did you have a good calm? I did. Speak soon, my love.